现在我为什么知道今天的题目叫刚强壮胆了。
Now I better realize why the title is called Be Strong and Courageous today.
因为我赶鬼的时候走在前面。
Because when I casting out demons, I walk in the front.
这个是开玩笑。感谢主让我今天有机会来这里，到贵教会来分享。
Thank the Lord for this opportunity share today.
我每次到不是我的母会去分享的时候，都有一个非常感动的地方。
So every time I preach outside my home church, I was moved.
因为神的国在全世界各族各民各方都在这一天在敬拜主。
Because in God's kingdom, so everywhere in the world we worship together on the Sunday.
愿主得一切的荣耀。
May God have all the praise.
那我有一张照片跟大家分享。
Here is a picture I'd like to share with you.
这是我们的一家五口。
This is the five members of my family.
我的太太和我的三个孩子。
My wife and three children.
如果主许可。
If God allows to.
我们一家会在今年的七月份离开美国。去宣教工厂。
My family will leave the U.S. in July and for missionary work.
那我是1994年到美国来留学。
I came to the U.S. for study in 1994.
读的是电子工程专业。
Majoring in electrical engineering.
毕业以后做了14年的半导体设计的工程师。
After graduation, I was an engineer of semiconductor for 14 years.
所以我们在美国已经生活了25年。
So altogether, we have lived in the U.S. for 25 years.
但是在十年前，我得到神的呼召。
10 years ago, I was called by God.
然后要全职的服侍教会。
And to serve the church full time.
而且不是留在美国，是到海外去。
And it's not in the service is not in the U.S. but overseas.
没想到一下子就是十年的时间。
But I didn't expect took 10 years time.
我来美国15年才信主。
It's only after 15 years I came to the U.S. Before I became a Christian.
因为我觉得我不需要。
Because I didn't feel the need to be a Christian.
我的人生的目的就是靠自己的努力。
My purpose of life was to rely on my own effort.
过越来越好的生活。
To live a better and better life.
我给大家做一个。例子。
Here is a demo to show to everyone.
我刚到美国的时候，几乎身无分文。我就像这一个小的碗一样。
When I just arrived in the U.S., I had nothing with me. I was just like this small bowl.
然后我学校毕业之后，开始找到工作。那然后有了一份好的工作，买房子，办了绿卡，那我的生活就变成了这样。
So after I graduated, I got a job, and later, I received my green card. My life becomes better, and it's like this bigger bowl.
那我未来的目标就是要变成这样。
And my goal for the future was like this even bigger bowl.
而且请注意，这个碗是不锈钢的。
I pay attention. This is a stainless. This is stainless.
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 Made of steel. Yeah.
Made of steel. Sorry.
就是打不破的。
So it's unbreakable.
这就是我人生的意义。
That was my purpose of life.
在那十五年我没有信主的时候。
So for those 15 years before I came to know the Lord.
我觉得基督徒也是这样追求的。
I thought that Christians had the same purpose of life.
他们跟我有一点不同。
there's a little bit difference between them and I.
他们从这个碗变成这个的时候会感恩。
And for Christians, when they came from the smaller bowl to the bigger bowl, they would be grateful.
我是靠自己的努力奋斗。
But I just rely on myself.
然后他们从这个碗要变成那个碗的时候会祷告。
And for Christians, when they became from this middle-sized bowl to the larger bowl, they would have to pray.
因为他们知道必须神祝福他。
Because they knew that would need God's blessings.
而我觉得我可以靠自己的奋斗。
But I felt I could rely on myself.
但是感谢主。
But thank Lord.
我在11年前信主，归入主的名下。
I became a Christian 11 years ago.
当然是因为我的母亲过世。
That was related to the passing of my mother.
让我思想人生的意义。
So I started to rethink the meaning of life.
是不是我的人生就是要从一个小的碗变成一个中间的碗，变成一个更大的碗？
Is it really true that my life is all about moving from a small bowl to a bigger bowl and then to a larger bowl?
然后呢？
And then what?
所以我就开始读圣经。
Then I started reading the Bible.
我发现耶稣讲的话非常的不同。
I realized what Jesus told us was very different.
当有一个文士来找他说要跟随他的时候。
When a teacher approached Jesus and wanted to follow him.
他说狐狸有洞，飞鸟有窝，人子却没有枕头的地方。
He said, the foxes have holes, birds have nests, but the son of man doesn't even have a place to lay his head.
他对他的门徒说
And he said the following to his disciples.
你们若要跟随我
If you want to follow me,
就当舍己
You have to deny yourself.
背起自己的十字架
Carry your own crosses.
来跟随我
And follow me.
所以我就理解，如果我们把碗越换越大的话
，So I came to understand, if we were to just change the bowl to a larger and larger size.
当然，我们基督徒把它看成是神给我们的祝福。
For Christians, we deem that as a blessing from God.
本来有一个小的
，We started with a small bowl.
我们求主给。更多的，所以我换个大碗来装。
We ask God to give us a bigger bowl.
我的人生目的是换一个不锈钢的，装更多。
The purpose of my life is to eventually change to the stainless bowl, and it can hold a lot more.
那跟我没有信主的时候有什么不同呢
？So what's the difference? What's the difference from the situation before I became a Christian?
所以我现在理解。
So now I understand.
我们要把这两个换一下。
We need to switch the position of these two bowls.
我们现在有的是这个。
What we have now is that one.
我们在主里头学习舍己。
And in Lord, we learn how to sacrifice ourselves.
我们的祷告是未来，我们只需要这个。
And our prayer should be in the future. We only need the smaller bowl.
为什么呢
？Why?
当神的祝福临到我们的时候
，When God's blessings came upon us,
不是让我们留给自己
，It's not for us to keep them,
而是要溢出去
，But to flow over,
让我们成为别人的祝福
，So we can become other people's blessings.
所以你的碗越小
，So the smaller your bowl is，
你的祝福从神来了以后
，And when you have blessings from God，
它就越容易溢出去
，The more it can flow over，
成为别人的祝福
，Becoming other people's blessings。
如果我们当中有人想成为宣教士
，If some of us want to become a ministry，
missionary.
Missionary, sorry.
其实我们在不同的岗位，就是想更多的服侍神。
So that means we want to serve God in more places.
我们就求主把我们换成这样的碗。
So we should pray that Lord turn us into the smaller bowl.
给我们所需的。
And giving us what we need.
但是祝福越快流出去越好。
And the sooner our blessings can flow over, the better.
好，我这个 illustration 结束了。
This is my illustration.
那我在十年前在一个特会上被呼召。
So 10 years ago, I was called during a special evangelical meeting.
然后将来要去服侍教会，而且不要留在美国。
So in the future, the calling was in the future, I will serve the church, but not in the U.S.
我们大道理都知道。
We know all the teaching.
可是轮到我自己的时候。
But when it's my turn.
却有很多的挣扎。
I had a lot of struggles.
当时我的老三刚刚三个月。
That time my third child was only 3 months old.
而我是家里头唯一上班工作养家的人。
And I was the only paycheck earner at home.
那我的太太当时也刚刚信主。
And my wife just became a Christian at that time.
所以我跟她说我被呼召了。
So when I told her that I was called by the Lord.
她觉得好吧，但是那是很久以后的事情。
And her response was fine, but that must be a long time later.
我也是这么想的。
I thought.
在那个时候，他们建议我给教会的牧者联系。
And at that time, I was suggested to contact the pastors.
告诉他我在这个特别的聚会上被呼召了。
And telling the church pastor that I was called by the Lord during the meeting.
请他们将来带领我走未来准备的道路。
And ask them to guide me and about the path I need to go in the future.
所以我打电话到教会。
So I called my church.
我们教会的一位牧师就接了电话。
So one of my church pastors answered the call.
之后的三年。
And during the three years after that,
我和这位牧师每两周见一次面。
I met with this pastor every other week.
因为我上班的当时上班的地方离教会也不算远。
Because my workplace at that time was not far away from my church.
所以我们就利用午饭的时间每两周见一次面。
So we had a lunch meeting every other week.
这位牧者呢，他也是来美国留学。
And this pastor also came to the U.S. initially for study.
毕业之后找到工作。
After graduation, got a job.
之后受了神的呼召去念神学院。
And later, being called by God and went to the seminary.
成为牧师。
And became a pastor.
所以他给我很多的分享。
So he shared a lot with me.
让我慢慢的明白服侍意味着什么。
So I gradually realized what service means.
感谢主，所以在我被呼召之后两年多。
I thank the Lord after 2 years when I was called.
我的太太也一直去教会。
My wife also regularly attended the church.
也支持我以后走这一条全职服侍的道路。
And she was supportive of the path I chose to go.
所以我们两个就坐下来开始计划。
So the two of us sat down and started planning.
我什么时候可以辞去工作去全职的念神学院。
So when should I quit my job and go to the seminary?
那当时我的老三已经是两岁多了。
So my third child was over 2 years old. at that time.
所以我们就定了一个五年计划。
So we set up a 5-year plan.
就是五年之后，等我的老三已经，他们一般是五岁上这个学校。
So in 5 years, when my third child was ready for a school.
然后我的太太呢也出去找工作一两年了之后。
1 or 2 years after that, my wife would be ready to find a job.
这样我们家里有一位有一份稳定的收入。
Then there will be a steady income at home.
然后我就可以辞掉我的工作去念神学院。
Then at that time, I should be able to quit my job and go to the seminar.
这是我们觉得能够制定出来的最好的计划。
This is the best plan we thought we could come up with.
可是我的心里头不平安。
But I didn't have peace in my heart.
因为当时我已经快四十岁了。
Because at that time I was about 40 years old.
我听说到了神学院要学希伯来文和希腊文。
I heard I got to learn Hebrew and Greek at the seminary.
我怕再过五年我就 不可以背这些单词了。
I was afraid that in 5 years my memory would be too poor to memorize these foreign language words.
所以我就在神面前祷告。
So I came to the Lord and pray.
有一天在卧室里头祷告的时候，
One day while I was praying in my bedroom,
有一句话就跳到我的脑子里。
One sentence came to my mind.
你当刚强壮胆。
You should be strong and courageous.
我当时正在一个查经班学约书亚记。
At that period of time, I was studying the book of Joshua in a Bible study group.
所以我马上就知道这是从约书亚记里头出来的。
So I immediately realized this phrase, this sentence came out of Joshua.
你当刚强壮胆。
Be strong and courageous.
所以就是今天我也想跟大家分享的经文。
So this is the passage I want to share with everyone today.
因为当时我祷告了之后也马上去读。
Because at that time, after after I finished my prayers, I immediately went to read this passage.
看到了我原来没有看到的事情。
I understood more about this.
原来这是一个约书亚和上帝之间的祷告。
So this was a prayer between Joshua and the Lord.
所记载下来的都是上帝对约书亚说的话。
So what's written was God's word toward Joshua.
但是没有约书亚对上帝的话。
But the book didn't record what Joshua said to the Lord.
但是这就是我们可以了解一些背景，可以开始想想这个故事。
So this is the background of this story.
在这之前我们一起做一个祷告。
So now let's pray.
主，我们来到你的面前，谦卑的求你带领我们，打开我们的心，让你的话进入到我们的心里头，成为我们的力量，成为我们的帮助。愿主赐福保守，不管是讲的、翻译的和听的，都蒙你的祝福。如此祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen。
好，我们现在来看，约书亚记的第一章。
Now let's turn to chapter one of Joshua。
我们会看到神对约书亚说了三次刚强壮胆。
There we will see God said, be strong and courageous three times to Joshua.
其实神的目的就是让约书亚带以色列人进迦南地。
Actually, God's goal was to ask Joshua to lead the Israelites and to enter the Canaan.
一个目的为什么为什么说了三次呢？
So why did God speak the same thing three times for the same purpose?
因为约书亚和我们都一样。
Because Joshua was just like us.
需要鼓励。
We need encouragement.
第一节说，耶和华的仆人死了以后，耶和华晓谕摩西的帮手嫩的儿子约书亚。
Okay. It says, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aid.
所以这个故事发生在摩西死了以后。
So this story took place after Moses died.
摩西的称号是耶和华的仆人。
So Moses' title was the Lord's servant.
这是个不简单的称号。
This was an unusual title.
在旧约圣经里头，这样的称号都是给属灵的伟人。
So in the Old Testament, this title was reserved only to those great people spiritually.
而约书亚的称号是摩西的帮手。
The title of for Joshua was Moses' aid.
一直到了约书亚的最后一章二十四节。二十四章的时候，他才被称为耶和华的仆人。
So not until Joshua was about to die, described in Joshua
24.
chapter 24, he wasn't called the Lord's servant.
所以我们可以看到一个约书亚成长的轨迹。
So we could see the trajectory of Joshua's growth.
约书亚原来名字不叫约书亚。
Joshua was not his original name.
他的名字叫何西阿。
And his name was Hosea.
何西阿的意思是拯救。
The meaning of that name was to save.
但是摩西把他的名字改了。
But Moses changed his name.
叫约书亚。
Into Joshua.
那就是跟我们新约的耶稣是一个名字。
This is the same name as Jesus in the New Testament.
那大家可能知道耶稣的名字是什么意思。
I think we know the meaning of Jesus, the name of Jesus.
神拯救。
God save.
所以约书亚是一个跟随摩西的，一直是做他帮手的人。
So Joshua was an aid and a follower of Moses.
第二节。
Look at the phrase two.
我的仆人摩西死了。现在你要起来和众百姓过这约旦河，往我所要赐给以色列人的地去。
Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I'm about to give to the Israelites.
这就是神给约书亚的命令。
So this is the command the Lord made to Joshua.
约书亚也不是第一次听到这个命令。
And actually, this was not the first time Joshua heard this command from the Lord.
在生命记里头，
in Deuteronomy,
摩西曾经对约书亚说过同样的命令。
Moses once spoke the same command to Joshua.
耶和华也对约书亚说过同样的命令。
And so did the Lord.
但是这时候摩西死了。
But at that time, Moses had died.
你知道我们在做一个帮手的时候，做一个副手的时候，这种感觉，这种责任，和以后让你挑大梁是不一样的。
So you know the difference in terms of the responsibility between being an aide and being the key decision maker.
现在约书亚必须要挑大梁。
Now Joshua must be the leader.
神所选的人其实也已经准备了他很长的时间。
In fact, God has prepared him for a long time.
在出埃及记里头，我们就看到约书亚是那个在前线征战的将军。
In the book of Exodus, we saw Joshua was one of the generals who fought.
摩西在后面祷告，约书亚在前面征战。
While Moses was praying in the back, and Joshua was fighting in the front.
在民数记里头，我们看到约书亚是十二个探子之一。
So in Numbers, we saw Joshua was one of those 12 spies.
他跟加勒是唯一的两个回来说我们应该勇敢地进迦南地的人。
And he and Caleb were the only two spies who came back and report a positive news.
约书亚一直跟随摩西。
And Joshua always followed Moses.
看着他怎么治理这一群以色列人。
And watching how he managed the Israelites.
学习了很多经验。
And learned a lot of experiences.
也认得很多的人。
And got to know many people.
但是现在不一样了。
But now it's different.
神现在要他挑大梁。
Now God wants him to be the main leader.
我想约书亚会对神说。
I think Joshua might say the following to the Lord.
你为什么不早一点让我来做这件事呢？
Why didn't you make me the leader earlier?
我原来跟随摩西的时候30岁。
I was at my 30s when I followed Moses.
现在40年之后，我已经70了。
Now 40 years passed, I'm already in my 70s.
我已经是个老人家了。
I'm an old man.
我打仗也不行了。
I can't fight no more.
这本来就是我最擅长的事情。
Fighting is the thing I'm most capable of.
可是我现在连打仗的也打不动了。
But now I'm just too old to fight.
你让我接替摩西的位置。
If you want me to take over the position of Moses,
我还要会管理这么多的人。
And plus managing so many people.
按照民数记的记载。
According to what's recorded in Numbers.
以色列能够打仗的人有60万。
There were 600,000 people, fighters among the Israelites.
所以学者都是估计以色列的整个人群大概是200万人口。
So according to scholars' estimate, the entire population of Israelites was between 1 and 2 million people.
现在神啊，你让我来管这么多的人。
Now God, you ask me to manage so many people.
而且还要带他们打仗。
And also lead them to battles.
敌人又是非常的强大。
And with the strong enemies.
主啊，我行吗
？Lord, am I capable?
所以耶和华对他说，第三节。
So the Lord told Joshua.
凡你们脚掌所踏之地，我都照着我所应许摩西的话赐给你们了。从旷野和这黎巴嫩，直到幼发拉底大河，赫人的全地，又到大海日落之处，都要做你们的境界。你平生的日子，必无一人能在你面前站立得住。我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在。我必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
Okay, starting from verses 3 to 6, I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, and from the great river, the Euphrates, and all the Hittites country to the general sea on the west. No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you.I will never leave you nor forsake you.
在这几句话，其实上帝也对以色列人讲过。
So actually, God said the same thing to the Israelites before.
所以重生一次应许。
So this is just reaffirm God's promise.
唯一的不同在第五节。
The only difference lies in verse 5.
你平生的日子，必无一人能在你面前站立得住。
No one will be able to stand up against you all the days of your life.
上一次讲的时候，神是对以色列百姓说的。
So last time when God said this, he said to the whole Israelites.
所以他这里说的是，必无一人在你们面前站立得住。
So in that context, God was talking about the no one could stand up against the entire Israelites.
所以神在这里重新讲这个应许。
But here in this, when God reiterates his promises again,
必无一人在你面前站立得住。
So here, what God meant is no one will be able to stand up against you, Joshua.
所以第六节，你当刚强壮胆， 因为你必使这百姓承受那地为业，就是我向他们列祖起誓应许赐给他们的地。
So verse 6, be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers to give them.
所以这是我们第一次看到耶和华对约书亚说，你当刚强壮胆。
So this is the first time the Lord said to Joshua, be strong and courageous.
如果约书亚都明白了。
If, Joshua had understood everything.
就像我们现在有圣经的话。
Just like now we have the Bible at hand.
有圣经的应许。
We have the promises.
有神给我们的呼召。
We have the calling from God.
我们就欣然的前去完成主给的呼召。
So we are very pleasantly willing to answer the Lord's calling.
神就不用再给约书亚讲第二次和第三次。
Then Lord wouldn't have had to speak to Joshua for the second time and for the third time.
约书亚可能这时候对神说。
Perhaps at that time, Joshua said the following to the Lord.
神啊，你再考虑考虑。
Lord, please reconsider.
我是打仗的。
I'm a fighter.
你现在让我管这么多的人。
And now you ask me to manage people.
这很多人比我，就是可能也是还资深。
So many people are even more senior to me.
而且他们分属不同的支派。
And they belong to different the tribes.
他们连摩西都不听。
They didn't even listen to Moses.
怎么会听我的呢？
How could they listen to me?
我不就不是这个人选。
I'm not the right person.
然后你看到神第二次的叫他刚强壮胆。
Now we see the second time Lord teaches Joshua to be strong and courageous.
第七和第八节。
Let's read verses 7-8.
只要刚强，大大壮胆，谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法，不可偏离左右，使你无论往哪里去都可以顺利。这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话。如此，你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。
Be strong and very courageous.Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful.
神说你不是不知道怎么样治理百姓吗？
Then Lord said, didn't you say you didn't know how to manage people?
我给你一本《孙子兵法》。
Now let me give you the strategy.
我给你一本现代管理手册。
Now let me give you a book of the modern management.
神没有这么说。
But of course God didn't say that.
神说。
And instead God said,
你要谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法。
Just be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you.
神的话语是有能力的。
So God's word is powerful.
当你谨守遵行神的话，
If you obey God's word,
你就有能力做神呼召你的事情。
And you will have power to do whatever God calls you to do.
你去哪里都可以顺利。
Wherever you go, you will be successful.
你的道路就可以亨通。
And your path will be prosperous.
这里不是说你自己选了一条道路，然后求神祝福。
Here we're not saying you yourself choose a path and God will bless you.
这里是你走在神给你选的道路上。
Instead, here we're talking about you take the path God chose for you.
按照神的命令谨守遵行。
and following and obeying God's command,
你就可以顺利。
Then you will be successful.
你的道路就会亨通。
Your path will be prosperous.
所以神给了约书亚。
So God gave Joshua
一个有应许的呼召。
According with promise.
然后也给了约书亚。
And God also gave Joshua
带能力的话语。
Words with power.
如果你是约书亚，
if you were Joshua,
是不是就会欣然前往？
Would you be willing to take the calling?
至少约书亚没有。
At least Joshua didn't.
所以才有第三次的。
Then we saw the third time.
第九节。
Verse 9.
我岂没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊惶，因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go.
我前面说了，这是一个约书亚跟神的祷告。
I mentioned that this was a prayer between Joshua and the Lord.
也许这个时间的跨度并不是在一天之内。
Perhaps this the span of this story was not in one day.
所以当头两次神对他说了以后。
So after the first two times when God talked spoke to Joshua.
可能约书亚想来想去。
Perhaps he thought a lot.
还是不能下决心。
Still couldn't make up his mind.
照着神的命令来做。
To follow God's command.
所以其实我们读到这句话的时候。
So when we read this sentence.
或者是约书亚听到这句话的时候。
Or when Joshua heard this.
也许耶和华是带着愤怒说的。
Perhaps the Lord spoke this with anger.
我岂没有吩咐你吗？
Hadn't I commanded you?
你当刚强壮胆。
Be strong and courageous.
不要惧怕，也不要惊惶。
Do not be afraid. Do not panic.
因为你无论往哪里去，
No matter where you go,
耶和华你的神必与你同在。
I, the Lord, will be with you.
说完这个以后，
after saying this,
我们看到约书亚终于下了决心。
And we see Joshua eventually made up his mind.
我想我们也是一样。
I think this the same applies to us.
我们也许也明白。
Perhaps we understand.
我把它列在这里。我们之所以能够刚强壮胆，
the reason we can be strong and courageous,
是因为神带应许的呼召。
It's because of God's calling with promise.
他也给了我们带能力的话语。
And His words with power.
更重要的是带权柄的同在。
More importantly, His presence with authority.
如果你读旧约的圣经。
If you read the Old Testament,
你会发现许多的圣经的伟人。
You would find many the great people.
在一个关键的时刻。
At the critical moments.
当他们不知道怎么办的时候。
When they didn't know what to do.
当他们不知道怎么克服眼前的困难的时候。
When they didn't know how to overcome the difficulties.
当他们害怕的时候。
When they were afraid.
神就对他说，
And God spoke to them,
你要刚强壮胆。
Be strong and courageous.
约书亚只是其中的一个。
Joshua was one of them.
愿神也都对我们这样说话。
May the Lord speak the same thing to each of us.
当我在卧室里祷告的时候，
So when I was praying in my bedroom,
听到一个这句话。
I heard this sentence.
你当刚强壮胆。
Be strong and courageous.
可是我们的五年计划怎么办呢？
But what about our five-year plan?
我们的账户上没有那么多的钱让我去辞掉工作读四年的神学院。
We didn't have enough money in our bank accounts, so I could quit my job.
那需要很多的钱。
That would need a lot of money.
我的账户上没有。
That's beyond accounts balance.
我的孩子还小。
My children were still small.
我的太太出去工作也不现实。
It was unrealistic for my wife to go outside finding a job.
但是在祷告当中。
But in the middle of praying,
我突然想到。
It came to me.
因为我已经工作了十四年。
Because I had worked for 14 years.
基本上每一年会把10%的收入放进 401k, 就是我的退休账户。
So roughly every year I put about 10% of my income into my 401k account, my retirement account.
我在计算我的存款的时候没有想到这笔钱。
So I overlooked this amount of money when I calculated my my savings.
因为原来觉得是退休时候用的。
Because that money was initially planned for use after retirement.
那一天在祷告的时候。
So during my prayer that day,
我想到了这笔钱。
It came to me. I had this amount. I have this savings.
如果我把它用上的话。
If I use this money.
加上我的存款
in addition to my bank savings,
我就应该可以去读四年的书。
So it should be enough for four years study.
大家也知道，钱取出来的时候，因为还没有到退休年龄。
You know when you withdraw money from 401k before your retirement age,
我们要被罚10%。
There is a 10% penalty.
但是。即使是被罚10%，加起来也够了。
But even so, combining the 401k and bank balance is sufficient.
当时我有一个很单纯的念头。
So I had a very simple mind at that time.
如果我们去服侍主
，If we serve the Lord,
他会照顾我们退休。
He will take care of our retiring life.
所以感谢主。
So thank the Lord.
我把这个想法跟我的太太做了分享。
I shared this thought with my wife.
她听说不用出去上班挣钱养活我们了。
And when she heard she didn't have to find a job and supporting the and raising the whole family.
因为这是确实是很大的压力。
Because that was indeed a great burden.
她就很高兴地同意了。
And then she agreed happily.
所以我那一年就那是2012年，我就开始跟教会的长老和牧师讲我的计划。
So that was 2012, and I started to share my plan with the pastors and elders of the church.
得到他们的同意。
I got their approval.
也得到他们写的推荐信。
And they wrote recommendation letters.
我就开始申请达拉斯神学院。
Then I applied to the Dallas.
Dallas Theological Seminary.
Theological Seminary.
Seminary, yes, 谢谢。这个申请的过程花了几个月。
It took a few months for the application process.
因为我要从国内拿到这些大学的这个成绩单。
Because I need to collect my the transcripts of my undergraduate study from China.
我花了蛮长的时间。
It took a lot of time.
那在这个过程当中。
During the process.
我跟我太太也开玩笑。
I was joking with my wife.
因为当时我才信主三年。
Because at that time I only became a Christian for 3 years.
神学院很可能看到我没有经验，不收我。
Perhaps the seminary might reject me because of lack of experience.
那样我就会跟主说。
And then I will tell the Lord.
我试过了。
I tried.
时间还没到。
It's not time now.
但是几个月之后。
But several months later.
所有的手续都齐了。
All the paperwork is ready.
我收到神学院的一封电子邮件。
I received one email from the seminary.
告诉我所有的材料他们都收到了。
Informing me that they have received all the application materials.
他们将花两个礼拜祷告。
They will pray for about 2 weeks.
然后告诉我他们的决定。
Then they will give me their decision.
这一下子我就觉得马上真的要来了。
Then I feel, oh, this whole process becomes very real.
那天晚上我跟我太太就睡不着觉。
On that night, both me and my wife couldn't fall into sleep.
我们又把银行上的钱算了一遍。
We recalculated our bank account balance.
退休账户上的钱也算了一遍。
Plus the 401k balance.
然后算了一下我们四年需要的花销。
Also calculating how much we need for those 4 years.
突然意识到我们忘了算全家买保险的钱。
Then we realized we forgot one item, which is the insurance for my entire family.
以前上班的时候都是公司买的保险。
So previously, when I had a job, my company would buy the medical insurance for us.
现在好像要自己买保险。
Now looks like it's our own responsibility.
把这个加上去好像又不太够了。
Once this is considered, looks like we don't have enough money.
我们那天晚上睡不着觉。
We couldn't sleep that night.
第二天是我们教会的祷告会。
The next day is our church's prayer meeting.
我们的教会是每个礼拜三的晚上有一个祷告会。
So our church holds a prayer meeting on every Wednesday night.
我怀着沉重的心情去了。
I went there with a heavy heart.
我就跟大家分享，请大家为我的申请神学院的事情祷告。
So I shared this with people and asking them to pray for my application to the seminary.
因为在之前我也跟他们分享进展。
I shared with them the progress of my application before.
所以现在到了最后一步。
Now it is the last step.
我就说，请你们为我更加迫切的祷告。
I say, please pray for me diligently.
我没好意思说我担心钱的问题。
I didn't mention my worry about the money.
所以其他人都不知道。
So nobody knew.
然后我们的祷告是一开始先唱诗歌。
So before our prayer meeting, we had the song worship.
然后彼此分享祷告事项。
And then we share our prayer items with each other.
之后我们会分成三个人、三个人的小组来祷告。
Then we split into three-person groups and to pray.
我们会三个人围成一圈跪在地上。
So each three people will form a circle and kneel on the floor.
我们的祷告的教室大概就是前台这么大。
The classroom for our prayer meeting is just as big as this podium area.
我们大概有七八个小组。
For that we have about 7 to 8 three-person groups.
当我们跪下来祷告的时候。
So when we knelt down to pray.
我们小组的弟兄就开始为我祷告。
So the brothers in my group started praying for us.
一般来说，你只听到你的小组的人祷告的声音。
Generally speaking, you only hear what is being prayed within your group.
你不会去注意其他小组他们祷告的声音。
You wouldn't pay attention to what is being prayed by other groups.
但是那天很奇怪。
But surprisingly, that day,
我的耳朵里头
my ear
听到几乎每个小组都在为我祷告的声音。
Heard nearly all the groups praying for me.
当时我的眼泪就流下来了。
And then my tears came down.
而且是鼻涕眼泪流下来了。
Both tears and snatch, what they call that?
Yeah, I don't know. 就流甚至流到地板上。
They fall on the floor.
我跟我一起祷告的弟兄。
And the brothers in my the prayer meeting group.
就站起来到洗手间去为我拿纸。
And stood up and go to the bathroom and fetch some paper towels for me.
然后还要为我擦。
And also clean up for me.
我说不好意思，我自己来。
I feel very
sorry about that.
I feel very sorry about that.
So I want to do it myself.、
Yeah. Same here.
那一天我流了眼泪。
I burst into tears that night.
我回家以后把这个事情分享给我的太太。
So after returning home, I told my wife what happened.
她也流了眼泪。
And she burst into tears too.
我们知道神与我们同在。
So we knew God is present with us.
他通过祷告的弟兄姐妹们。
So through the brothers sisters in the prayer meeting.
告诉我和我太太。
God told me and my wife.
他爱我们。
That he loves us.
他呼召了我们。
He called us.
他有应许。
He had his promise.
他赐给我们话语。
He gave us his word.
他的话语带着能力。
And his word is full of power.
最重要的。
Most importantly.
他告诉我们。
He told us.
他与我们同在。
He is with us.
他是独一的主。
He is the only God.
他要做的事情必然成就。
What he wants to do must be fulfilled.
他的同在带着独一无二的权柄。
His presence is with the sole authority.
从那以后。
From then on.
我们就不担心钱的问题了。
We didn't worry anymore about money.
还有很多需要担心的问题。
We have other things to worry about.
我们也是在主的恩典之下。
But under the, with the Lord's blessings.
一步一步的走过来。
We just walk step by step.
我想我们的生命中都要经历这样的一位主。
I think in all of our lives, we will need to experience this Lord.
他会呼召你。
He will be calling on you.
他会给你应许。
He will give you promise.
他赐给我们话语。
He gave us the word.
他的话语里头带着能力。
And his word has power.
你要亲近他。
You must go near him.
因为你亲近他，他就亲近你。
The more you go to him, the closer he is with you.
你有从神那里来的权柄，
then you will have the power from the Lord.
你才可以刚强壮胆。
With which you will be strong and courageous.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
慈悲的天父上帝，孩子来到你的面前献上感恩，知道主你在我们的生命当中行了无数的神迹奇事，给我们的恩典超过我们的所求所想。但是当你呼召我们的时候，我们还是常常的软弱，求你赦免我们，也知道你通过圣经上的人物，也通过我们周围的弟兄姐妹给我们鼓励，给我们安慰。更重要的是，主你与我们同在，让我们心里头有这样的确据，也让我们跟随你的时候心里头始终有喜乐，有平安，有一颗刚强壮胆的心。在这里的每一位弟兄姐妹都是你所爱的，他们的生命当中所遭遇的， 他们所要做的决定，他们所面临的困难，主你都知道。求主赐给我们刚强壮胆的心，一直跟随你，因为你说你爱我们，就爱我们到底。感谢赞美主，奉耶稣基督的圣名祷告，阿门。
那么大家一起来，我们唱回应诗歌，诗歌本的第329首，信靠顺服 ，Number 329，Trust and Obey。We'll sing two verses，Number 1 and Number 4。我们就唱两节哈，第一和第四节 ，Two。